the holiday times come maybe a little bit of time of some stress, and this portion of the Spotlight on Amherst is brought to you by Lorain County Board of Mental Health. Their crisis hotline is available 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-888-6161. And joining us from the Lorain County Board of Mental Health is Charlie Neff. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
So I've heard some of the announcements or spots that you've been running talking about the stress of the holidays. So
yes.
Kind of give us maybe a little bit of what kind of anxiety starts building up during this time of the year.
Well, I think a lot of those anxieties that people feel around the holidays more or less are self-inflicted, because people have this memory of the perfect Christmas and they try to achieve that for themselves and their families. And I think they build up expectations that everything has to be just exactly right. And that's a really hard thing to do. So you're stressing, running around, trying to make sure everything's perfect. And I think, too, that make sure that everybody gets exactly what they want for Christmas and all the stress that goes with that. And then, of course, a lot of the stress related to the holidays comes after the holidays are over, when the bills start rolling in from the holidays. And so there's a lot of things that people can do kind of to head off some of that for themselves and maybe have not so much pressure on themselves to have everything be perfect, but also to be less concerned about everything, everybody getting everything they want for Christmas, for example.
You mentioned the memory. I'm guessing, too, in a lot of cases, that memory might not be reality.
Exactly. We old people like me, we talk about the good old days, but that's how we remember things. But I don't know that if you were to jump in a time capsule and go back and talk to my parents, that it was really as good as I remember it as a kid. So there's a lot of that, too, that we have ingrained in ourselves over time, because we tend to remember the really good things about it, or that was a great Christmas, and trying to make sure that you do that for your family when in fact it wasn't maybe what you remember exactly.
Right. Well, you think of all the holiday movies you watch, and many of them have to do with dysfunctional families, and we laugh at it. We enjoy it, kind of, you know, the uncle, the family, the planning that doesn't go right. Yet somehow when it's happening to us, it's not as funny as we see it on there. But those are the memories that different people will take away as being something that they, is cherished from those particular times, just being with the people.
Right.
What about the people? This is also a time where people feel sort of lonely if they don't have this sort of chaos that you talk about that happens. There's another side of this, too, right?
Well, yeah, there are people, maybe their families or their children are grown and relocated and to another area, and so they don't have their family around them. I think, you know, so trying to, these days maybe it's a little easier with some of the technology to stay in touch through social media or Skype or things like that, so you can at least have a face-to-face conversation on your phone with them at times and things like that, more so than they used to be. But also families are spread out farther today than they were 50 years ago. You know, people's careers take them in a lot of directions. And I think the other thing, too, that exacerbates people's stress and anxiety during the holidays is because of all the running around that people have to do, they don't really take time to get rest, to make sure they're getting the amount of sleep that they need. You know, the Cyber Monday, the Black Friday, the camping out all night so you can get this television for like a really good price, and there's two in the store, so if you don't get there 12 hours before the store opens, you don't get the deal. And so there's all of those kinds of things that kind of just pile on to people. And I think if they just step back and thought, well, really, just being with the people that are important to me, that's the good memory for the holiday. It's not what was under the tree. It's not the bicycle. It's not the television. It's not the computer. It's having the time together just to talk. And that doesn't cost anything. And it's really the kind of thing that really keeps you connected as a person.
We're talking this morning with Charlie Neff from the Lorain County Board of Mental Health. What kind of things do you offer through your services if people are wanting to reach out to you? What things can they get?
Well, we have a wide array of services in the community. We have 17 agencies that provide services in the community, and the services are available regardless of somebody's ability to pay, regardless of whether they have insurance or not. And we're able to do that through our support of our tax levies. But we have counseling services, we have diagnostic assessment services, those kinds of things. And we also provide, as you mentioned, our crisis services for somebody that's, you know, really in a bad spot. We have consultation, education, prevention services. We offer those a lot in schools. We work with the school districts to try to make sure that, you know, we're able to reach the children who are there. We have a lot of in-home counseling services for people that maybe don't have transportation, can't get to an office-based setting. We provide the services in the schools too, so that the children are at school, they can be seen there. You know, we provide housing services and case management services for people with really severe mental illnesses. And so we have a full array of, you know, from supported, heavily supported housing kind of situations like group homes down to people that may be residing in their own apartments and things like that to help with those costs. And so it's a quite an array of services we offer. One of our agencies does a money management program for people that can't manage their money. They get taken advantage of, so that without that kind of a program, they end up not having the money to pay their rent, not having money for food, not having money for their utility bills, and that creates all kinds of problems down the road when they become homeless or their lights are turned off or whatever might happen. So they manage their funds for them so that their bills get taken care of and they're stable in their housing. We contract with Mercy Hospital and several regional hospitals for inpatient services, as well as the outpatient services that are provided in the community.
Charlie, back to the holiday season, what might somebody be feeling or thinking regarding the holidays, the stress of that, right before they make that call to you?
Well, maybe it's that they're really having trouble coping with what's going on. All the pressures I mentioned earlier, maybe they feel like they're not going to be able to live up to the expectations that they have for themselves for the holiday. They're worried about disappointing other people. And I think so. In those situations, that it can lead to, you know, a situational, what we call situational depression, where somebody actually, because of, as you mentioned, maybe it's the anniversary or the first holiday following the death of a loved one or a divorce, and so it's a big change from what you're used to. If you've spent 30 Christmases with the same person and now you've got a Christmas and they're not there, so it's an adjustment that you need to go through. Now, if everybody has the blues from time to time, bad days, and feel a little down, but you know, if it starts to really impact the quality of your life, if you're having trouble sleeping, if you're sleeping too much or you can't sleep, it starts to interfere with your ability to work or enjoy the things that you've always enjoyed, it's very likely that you're slipping into a depression. And so in that case, you need to get some help. It's not, don't think you can just snap out of it, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and go on. It's a medical condition and it needs to be treated. And those services are readily available. And as I said, they're very affordable. And nobody's turned away if they don't have the money to pay for those services. So in Lorain County, so I just encourage them, if that's their situation, to reach out. Give us a call. Check our website. It's lcmhb.org. There's a listing of all the agencies and services. There's also a really nice booklet on there about coping with the holidays. that's in a PDF format, and you can read it, download it, print it out, look it over. It has a lot of tips in it about things you can do to alleviate and avoid some of the problems that people typically run into around the holidays.
One more thing. After the holidays, we get deeper into the winter season. We have less daylight, more cloudy, gray skies. Is that a real issue for a number of people?
Absolutely. It's a very real condition, and it's a metabolic issue related to what our body does when it's absorbing sunlight. And so without the sunlight, we have a lot of days in a row here where maybe we don't have any sunlight. It's called seasonal affective disorder. And so there is actually a treatment called light therapy, where people are, it's not a tanning booth, but they're in a full spectrum lighting situation, and it really helps to bring them back from that. And it's real. It happens to a lot of people, and they may not recognize why, but it is absolutely real. And so you see maybe some of the Scandinavian countries that are way to the north, where they have, you know, in the wintertime, the days are very short and the nights are very long, or it may, you know, the further north you go, it may not get light at all. You know, I mean, I have daylight, so they have that there too, but we have it here.
And as you say, it's real, which is always one of the things where what somebody is feeling is real to them.
Absolutely.
So you need to honor that and respect it, and maybe you can get the help. Again, our guest today has been Charlie Neff with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health, giving us some good advice for the holidays. Try to budget our money, eat right, get plenty of sleep. Don't over give too much anticipation of what things are going to be. Let it happen. Make new traditions so that you can kind of get through the holidays without too much stress. But again, they're here to help at 1-800-888-6161, or their website is lcmhb.org. Charlie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.